Good morning. It's 8 a.m., and this is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubenik. The federal court in Denver is gearing up to shut down if Congress doesn't approve new funding by October 18th. That's the date when the court's reserves are expected to be depleted. As the Denver Post reports, the court yesterday adopted a contingency plan for its reserves running dry. Under the plan, no new employees will be hired. Equipment and supplies purchases will be put on hold, and non-essential training will also be put on hold. All employees of the court will, however, continue working full-time, even if the new appropriations aren't approved. A new study details the economic impact of regional airports on the state. The study comes from the Colorado Department of Transportation's Aeronautics Division. It shows while payroll and economic outputs continue to rise, the total number of jobs has fallen below 2003 levels. Although the Denver International Airport is the major driver statewide, Jeffrey Forrest of CDOT's Aeronautical Board says Southern Colorado's airports play a unique and crucial role.
There are a lot of folks in agriculture and ranching, oil and gas, mining, that have aircraft that need to be able to operate in and out of certain types of areas. And we need to be sensitive to those needs and make sure that those airports are sustained so that they have got the infrastructure that will keep them viable for the needs of those economic segments.
Statewide, airports provide over 265,000 jobs, an annual payroll of $12.6 billion, and a total economic output of $36.7 billion. The Colorado Springs Municipal Airport contributes nearly $3.7 billion annually to the state's economy. A Mesa County judge has decided to limit a forensic pathologist's testimony in the trial of Heather Jensen, the Palisade mother accused of criminally negligent homicide, among other charges, in the death of her two sons. As reported by the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, District Judge Valerie Robinson said that forensics pathologist Dr. Robert Kurtzman won't be able to testify on several aspects of his autopsy reports in the case. The judge specifically ruled that Kurtzman won't be allowed to make any statements on Jensen's actions the night her sons died, on whether they constituted neglect. Kurtzman also won't be allowed to say whether the deaths were an accident. The judge's decision could significantly affect Jensen's trial. Kurtzman's autopsy report released in January concluded that Jensen's sons died from overheating after being left unattended in a car, and said the deaths were an accident, not a homicide. But the report also stated the children being left in the car was, quote, reckless and did constitute neglect. According to the Daily Sentinel, Jensen's defense earlier sought to block Kurtzman's conclusions from the case, saying they were prejudicial. The judge concluded the jury could, quote, easily be confused by using the word accident in describing the incident. And finally, this morning, the campaign asking Colorado voters to approve a $1 billion tax increase to pay for improvements to public schools is well underway. With just over 3 weeks until the election, supporters have raised $5 million and are planning what they call a robust door-to-door operation. Benta Berkland has more.
The Yes on 66 campaign has nearly 20 field offices opened across the state and multiple television ads running.
What have you written so far? Nice work.
More teacher aides for $133 a year. Amendment 66 puts the money in the classroom. Big change, small price.
Supporters say the goal of the amendment is to help schools reduce class sizes, provide full-day kindergarten for every child, and expand the preschool program for at-risk children.
This is an incredible opportunity that is not an opportunity that's going to come around often.
Chris Watney heads the nonprofit Colorado Children's Campaign.
It'd be very disappointing if we didn't support this as a state, because I think it would change the way we're educating students.
The proposal would also change how the state funds schools and pay for reforms already in state law, such as a measure to tie teacher performance to student achievement. Governor John Hickenlooper calls the proposal transformative.
If we want to educate our kids for 21st century jobs, right, which is, I think, the responsibility of every parent, every elected official, every business leader, this is how it's done.
Opponents of the amendment are quick to point out that all of these reforms will be accomplished by raising income taxes. If approved, the tax rate would increase 8% for incomes up to $75,000. Incomes above that will be taxed at a higher rate. Kelly Maher is a spokeswoman for Coloradans for Real Education Reform, which is trying to defeat the measure.
The biggest hurdle they have to overcome is they are going to the voters and they're saying, shall taxes increase by a giant number with a lot of zeros after it, and that's a tough one.
2 years ago, Colorado voters overwhelmingly struck down a different tax increase proposed for schools, but amendment supporter Chris Watney says this measure is different.
Because it not only comes with additional resources for our students, but it comes with real reform and some really innovative approaches to make sure that our kids are getting what they need.
But Kelly Maher takes issue with those claims.
Everybody at the table wants education in Colorado to be better. We all want it to be better, but there's no assurances that any of the outcomes are actually going to get better for Colorado's families.
Even supporters agree that passage of the amendment is a tall order. The business group Colorado Succeeds recently endorsed the measure, but Governor Hickenlooper notes that most of the business community isn't on board.
They couldn't get their arms around the tax increase. That's life. We accept that. It's what makes horse races, right? It's what makes democracy function.
A recent report from the University of Colorado Lead School of Business says Amendment 66 would have a neutral or slightly positive long-term impact. The study says the tax increase would be a drag on the state's economy, but also notes that an educated workforce would mean fewer people are incarcerated or on public assistance. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capital coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.
Capital coverage, one of the very, very fine journalism outlets that we like to bring you here on KVNF. Benta Berkland has been reporting at the state legislature for years, I guess you could even say decades at this point. And we're very privileged to have her. This is KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm News Director Travis Bubinick, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by High Country News Associate Editor Sarah Gilman. Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Travis.
I'm so glad to have you with us here to talk about how amazing that this station is and how we really do depend on community support to keep doing what we're doing here. The number is 527-486-8 1-866-KVNF now. Give us a call. Donate now. We would like to meet our goal this morning. Rocky Mountain Community Radio. I think a lot of our listeners maybe don't really know what Rocky Mountain Community Radio is all about, but it's a network of community radio stations throughout Colorado, and we share content. So you were talking earlier about how you used to live in Aspen, and they had some very quality reporting coming out of Aspen Public Radio, and we get to air some of that kind of stuff because of this network. To me, that's sort of what community radio is all about, is networking between communities and sharing these stories that affect our entire listening area and really touch on issues that people here value. And I don't know about you, I think that's worth donating to. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's great reporting coming out of lots of community radio stations around Colorado. And for us to be able to draw on that to give people a sense of what's going on throughout the region is a great asset for the community.
Yeah. And, going the opposite way too, when we do original reporting here for KVNF, we do share that content with those other radio stations. I mean, one recent example is we talked with Hugh Carson, who's a dedicated DJ here. He is a volunteer firefighter, and he was called over to Fort Collins to assist with some of the emergency operations there. So we did a little interview with him, and we aired that, right before he left that afternoon. And that was picked up in Telluride. I think it was maybe picked up by another station. So we're doing a lot to get these issues and voices that are really local to us here in the KVNF listening area to the rest of the state. So, I mean, that's worth supporting, in my opinion. The number is 527-4868 or 1-866-NOW. Sarah, you put a match on the table, and clearly to me that means that community radio is an important part of your daily life.
That is correct. It is part of my daily routine at least twice a day. If I drive anywhere, it's KVNF on my radio until it is no longer in reception. And then I search fruitlessly often for the other frequencies, which I can never remember. But it does play a big part of my day from the music that folks play. Lots of the DJs are my friends, and to the news that you guys put out, it's just a big part of how I stay connected with the rest of the world.
Definitely. Connection is definitely a big part of what KBNF is all about, whether it's connection between the people in our community that we serve, or just between the volunteer DJs we get in here who are very dedicated, and or whether it's connection with the issues and topics that we like to cover here and sharing those with the rest of the state and potentially even with the rest of the country. I feel like there are a lot of issues to be covered in our corner of Colorado that are of national significance. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got, our local economy is heavily dependent upon three coal mines up the valley here in Paonia, at least. We have natural gas development. We have a thriving tourism economy. We're kind of a microcosm of a lot of the issues that are of concern to the state. And also, I know for High Country News, we cover the Western United States. One of the reasons why we're in Paonia, Colorado, is because pretty much everything we cover is going on in this area. We're pretty linked into it. We're not siloed off in some ivory tower in a city. We're right here on the ground covering these things. Yeah, as are you.
That's true. Yeah, we do our best to get boots on the ground. And, if you've been listening to NPR just in the past couple of weeks, I mean, there have been a whole host of stories coming out of Colorado just in the past couple of weeks. I mean, I feel like it's almost every day that we have that happen. And, we want to be able to grow in that direction to where, the issues that we're covering here locally are, take on this national significance. Not that they don't already have it, but I guess, where there's a national awareness of what's going on in our communities and how it's affecting people's lives. We can only continue to grow in that direction with your support. The number is 527-4868 or 1-866-KBNF now. Please call in and donate this morning. Sarah, you donated, and so I think everybody else should as well.
I agree. Everyone do what I do. Give KBNF money.
Do what Sarah Gilman does. She's the associate editor over at High Country News, and we'd all like to be like her someday. So please give us a call, 527-4868 or 1-866-KBNF now. And thanks for listening to the regional newscast this morning. Stick around for music coming up. We've got DJs in the studio standing by, ready to get your morning started with some good tunes. 527-4868, 1-866-KBNF now. This is day 6 of our fall pledge drive. Thanks for listening this morning. For KBNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.